Bill, could you talk about your defense and how it played against the Titans and what it needs to do against the Vikings?
Well, I think in the second half of the Tennessee game, we played well. You know, obviously we came up big at the end of the game after Tennessee stopped us on fourth down. That was really good how our defense stepped up. I think overall probably need to do a better job against the run. You know, obviously Minnesota's going to run the football. That's part of what they do. So I think we've practiced really well this week, have had a couple good practices here. So looking forward to the challenge of going to Minnesota and trying to do that.
Thoughts on how Ryan Griffin's progressed over the last couple of games for you?
Yeah, I think he's played well. You know, in the Tennessee game, he had a few catches. He had some catches in the Patriot game. I think he's blocking well. He works very hard in practice. Fun guy to coach. You know, big tall guy, physical player that can go up and get the ball. So, I think he's improving.
Seen from Stephon Diggs, and was he someone that you guys looked at a little bit when he was coming out of the draft?
Yeah, he's a good player. He's got really good playing strength, good obviously speed, good hands. He's a go-to guy for them, definitely a guy that they're trying to get the ball to in a lot of different ways. So he's a difficult guy to locate, and definitely a difficult guy to defend.
Bill, with a step up in weight class this week, could this be a statement game for your team to go out and do that?
You know, I don't know about those type of that's, you know, those are kind of for you guys to label games. I think every game's important. You know, it's not like baseball where you play 162 games or basketball where you play, 82 games, whatever it is. You play one game a week. You practice, you know, four or five times for one game, for one three and a half hour game. So I think every game's important. I don't really look at it that way. It's 16 one-game seasons, and this is going to be a tough game. In a difficult environment, so it'll be a big challenge for us.
But confidence-wise, to be able to pull this off on the road after the last road game was so tough for you?
Yeah, well, I think anytime you win on the road is a good accomplishment for your team, and that's something that a good teams do in this league. They win on the road. So if you want to be at the end of the year where you think you're supposed to be, then you need to win some road games.
You've gotten quarterbacks ready to go on a short notice before. This is more from the Vikings' perspective, but that they've gotten Sam Bradford and all that they have, considering that he had no offseason with them. What does that say to you about their coaching staff and just Sam Bradford, too?
Well, I mean, you know, their offensive coordinator is Norv Turner. He's probably one of the best coordinators, you know, in the history of the league. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, he was the coordinator of the great Dallas Cowboy team. So I think he knows a little bit about getting quarterbacks ready to play, whether they're veterans, rookies, in between, just got there a week ago, been there for 2 years, whatever it is. You know, he's got a history of coaching quarterbacks and doing a great job of them. So I'm sure it has a lot to do with that. And then obviously the intelligence of the player to be able to come in and pick the system up like Sam has, says a lot about Sam.
Bill, I think you mentioned yesterday that two keys are turnovers and then dealing with the crowd. How disciplined do you have to be in your communication to make sure that everybody's on the same page dealing with their crowd?
Yeah, that's big. That's big. I mean, it's a very loud environment, whether it's this new stadium or whether it was the Dome, the Metrodome back in the day. I mean, this is a very loud crowd. Fans love their team, NFC North team, you know. So this is a very difficult environment. And communication on both sides of the ball, but especially on offense, is going to be very, very important. That's why you have to play with all that crowd noise during practice. You know, you have to practice that way to be able to deal with it on game day. You can't just show up there and think you're going to deal with it all of a sudden. So, but that's a big part of what we have to do to be able to, you know, have a good game.
Bill, how's Steven Anderson doing?
He's doing okay. He's doing okay.
Vikings defense is obviously one of the best in the league, but you know, all defenses are different in one way, shape, or form. What would, I guess, differentiate a defense like Minnesota from a great defense like that of Denver or something like that? What stands out most to you when you look at the Vikings defense on film?
Well, two different schemes. What Romeo does, what Wade does, what Belichick does, you know, totally different than what Mike Zimmer does. So each scheme is very unique, very different. It's a very challenging scheme. Each one of them is very challenging. This one, obviously the one that we're focused on, is a very difficult scheme. They do a lot of different things. They do it out of similar personnel groupings, but they have multiple packages that they use within the personnel groupings that they have, whether it's base or nickel. So it's very difficult, and it takes a lot of a lot of meeting time, a lot of preparation, go over it and over it and over it again and again until you think you have it right. And then you have to be ready for the unexpected when you get there, because you're going to see something that you haven't seen. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Bill, Lamar Miller is on a pace for more than 1,400 yards rushing, which would make third most in franchise history. What are he and the line doing well, and what do they need to do more of?
Well, I think the big thing that Lamar's doing well is he's a patient, tough runner. So he understands that not every run in this league is a home run. So he's very patient. He stays with the blocking scheme. Up front, those guys, I think, have blocked, they've blocked well. I see where, we've had some TFLs. Some of that's the play call by me. Last week, we had a 2 or 3 yard loss on a play early in the game there. And that was, could have been a better play call. I think the line, just like every player, every coach, can be more consistent. So, we're working for that consistency, but I think Lamar's done a good job.
At tight end, CJ had one of his best games against Tennessee, but he's been nursing a knee all week. Is he going to be good to go?
He's good to go. Yeah, he's practiced all week.